John, chapter 8. Again therefore Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world, he who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said to him, You bear witness of yourself, your witness is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, Even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true, for I know from where I came, and where I go, but you don't know from where I come, or where I go. You judge after the flesh, I judge no man. Yes, and if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father who sent me. Yes, and in your law it is written, that the witness of two men is true. I am he who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. They said therefore to him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me, nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. These words he spoke in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man took him, because his hour was not yet come. He said therefore again to them, I go away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sin, where I go, you can't come. The Jews therefore said, Will he kill himself, that he says, Where I go, you can't come? And he said to them, You are from beneath, I am from above, you are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore to you, that you will die in your sins, for except you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. They said therefore to him, Who are you? Jesus said to them, Even that which I have also spoken to you from the beginning. I have many things to speak and to judge concerning you, nevertheless he who sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these I speak to the world. They didn't perceive that he spoke to them of the Father. Jesus therefore said to them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me, he has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. As he spoke these things, many believed on him. Jesus therefore said to those Jews who had believed him, If you stay in my word, then you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered to him, We are Abraham's seed, and have never yet served as any man's slaves. How do you say, you will be made free? Jesus answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. And the slave doesn't stay in the house forever, the son stays forever. If therefore the son will make you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, yet you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak the things which I have seen from the Father. And you therefore, should do the things which you heard from the Father. They answered and said to him, Our father is Abraham. Jesus says to them, If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the works of your father. Therefore they said to him, We were not born of fornication, we have one Father, even God. Jesus said to them, If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came forth and have come from God, for neither have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why don't you understand my speech? Even because you can't hear my word. You are of the Father the devil, and the desires of your Father it is your will to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and did not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of lies. But because I say the truth, you don't believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I say truth, why don't you believe me? He who is of God hears the words of God, for this cause you do not hear them, because you are not of God. The Jews answered and said to him, Do we not say well that you are a Samaritan, and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. But I don't seek my own glory, there is one who seeks and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if a man keeps my word, he will never see death. Therefore the Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and the prophets, and you say, if a man keeps my word, he will never taste of death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? And the prophets died, whom do you make yourself? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing, it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, he is our God. And you have not known him, but I know him, and if I should say, I don't know him, I will be like you, a liar, but I know him, and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. The Jews therefore said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am. They took up stones therefore to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself, and went out of the temple.